What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news so you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding in communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing, as always.
We hope everyone listening is doing stupendous. Happy Wednesday, or happy whenever you're listening. We have two positive news stories. Tim, what do you got?
And mine's coming out of Tampa Bay. This is coming from Fox 13 Tampa Bay News. The story's pretty awesome. You guys all know I love my hero story. So on October 6th, Pasco Sheriff's Office, they received a call around 3:30 p.m. about a missing 5-year-old girl who has autism. She's nonverbal and they cannot find her. The last time they saw her was near a lake. So deputies immediately rushed out to the scene to go look for her. When they arrive, citizens were pointing them in a direction because the 17-year-old brother of this little girl already jumped in the water to go save her. He immediately saw what was going on, took action, and went to go grab his sister. I actually have some really cool pictures of him coming out of the water with his sister in his arms. The Pasco Sheriff's Department basically thanked him and praised him because without his fast acting movements going to save his little sister, she may not have made it. It would have been a completely different story. So shout out to the 17-year-old brother for showing up and showing out and being the big brother he needed to be. And shout out to the Pasco Sheriff's Department for giving this young man the credit that he deserves, because I definitely don't believe we see enough heroes getting the credit they deserve in today's news.
Perfectly said, Tim. Where are you going to post this at?
At Positive Truth Facebook page, at the Positive Truth Podcast.
And what source is this if they don't have Facebook?
Tampa Bay News, Fox 13.
Then I'll stay in America and I'll stay at NPR.
Hey.
.org. So Tim likes his hero stories. I like people doing amazing things. So mine's about Natalie Grambo. She is 80 years old. And at 59, she was like, you know what? When I turn 60, I'm going to learn how to swim. She said that's a big hurdle to overcome because her whole life she had liked running. But while she was running, she picked up a lot of injuries, small injuries. She was like, I should learn how to swim so I can do a triathlon. So not only did she learn how to swim, she just finished the grueling Ironman World Championship in Hawaii. So she swam 2.4 miles at 80, then hopped on a bike and cycled 112 miles. So this is in Hawaii, so they're on the coast where the wind's trying to push them down. Then she ran a marathon uphill.
Back to back, JP. That is an Ironman.
Uphill? I can barely run uphill in these non-hills Oklahoma.
No, for real. We're flat as can be.
She finished in 16 hours, 45 minutes on a day when more than 60 other athletes in the field couldn't finish. She did this at 80.
I have so much to say about it. So
hold up. I got you. She's spoken about how girls and women didn't have many options for sports growing up. So that's why she was a runner. All those injuries and all that. But she was like, it wasn't easy. But, you know, anything in life, if you're motivated and willing to work hard, it's never too late to take on a new challenge. This is her tips for prospective athletes. My advice to others is just listen to your body, take time off when you need to, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. The day-to-day training is what I love the most.
I couldn't say it better than myself, man. Wow. Woo! I think this is amazing, JP. Like, the Ironman one is one of the hardest competitions you can do because of what you just said. 2.4, 112, a marathon. It's a lot to do back-to-back, and you're transitioning from one event to another event. No break in between. To do this at, 80 years old, come on. And then you just picked up the sport at 59. It's a beautiful thing. That day that
how to swim at 60.
Just learning how to swim. Yeah, it's like you're coming out the womb, learning how to walk. And then, I'm going to go run this marathon. I think it's amazing, man. Remember that day that we went to go help move some stuff to that apartment? We were exhausted. Match was about to fly off the truck. Crazy story. I was having a conversation before you got there. We were talking about how when they were younger, they had to play basketball half court, 3-on-3, three girls on offense, three girls on defense. They weren't allowed to pass. The options for women back then were not there. So it wasn't until the last 35 years that women have gotten this opportunity to actually go out here, run marathons, play in the WNBA, etc. So the fact that we have an 80-year-old woman, not a professional athlete, an 80-year-old woman to go out there and do the Ironman, JP, come on, man, come on. That's beautiful.
I think that's pretty professional to me.
Yeah, that is pretty professional. That's my sponsor.
sponsor us too.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? While you're there.
Before we get out of here, we like to do audio meditations where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Let's give Layla a highlight. I think me and Edna were arguing about something. I don't know, taking out the trash or something. It was something like minuscule. And then Layla looked at us and said, "You guys need to stop fighting. Your husband and wife, you love each other. Now give each other a smoochy kiss." Of course, smoochy kiss. Ed and I started cracking up immediately. Forgot what we were arguing about. I think I was supposed to take out the trash and I didn't do it fast enough. Something like that. You know how it goes. And it just made me, it broke the tension of whatever minuscule thing we were arguing about. And we started cracking up and just kept the day pushing. So I got to love the kids for that, man. Quick little laughter. Keep it pushing.
Did you give a smoochy what?
A smoochy kiss? Yeah, smoochy. I definitely gave a smoochy kiss.
Nice. Had an injury playing basketball where I basically should have ripped my ankle apart, but I didn't, and I never let it heal, and now it's led to all other things. So I've been doing a lot of prehab, so I'm grateful for prehab exercises.
Hey,
I do my little side planks. I do my bird dogs. I do my...
You're doing core?
I've always been core.
No, you haven't. I've asked you for years. You're like, core? I ain't doing core. And then you just lift. Ugh.
Yeah, I was doing ab wheels.
Man, good for you, JP. I'm so proud.
And I do these little band things, which help this I part right here. It's the one I gave to you that one time when you were sitting out here and you're like, this hurts.
I was holding my legs, I remember.
So I'm doing that one, and I'm doing the little calf raises. A lot better.
You're about to be a distance runner, man. Go ahead.
No.
I tried. Let's get out here and do this Ironman.
You want to get out of here with a quote?
Oh, I do. I have a quote. Ha, take that, world. Don't let yesterday take up too much of today. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Share, subscribe, rate, and review. If you would send us a positive news story and you give us a 5-star review, we will send you a positive truth t-shirt for free. We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.